Simitov Rashan Gimel, we saw about halfway through Sif Aleph. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah up to that point, and then we'll finish up the Sif. So the Mishnah Berurah cut in Aleph. She said, "Kol Shmona Psilus." So the background to this statement is the following. There are certain types of oils which don't really pull into the wick well.
Which what?
Do not pull into the wick. They don't wick well. Wick as a verb. There are certain types of wicks which don't hold the flame well. As mentioned before. B'Shabbos also l'hadlikan, and on Shabbos both of these are not acceptable. The low grade fuel and the low grade wicks are not allowed. B'Sakhodaitzuch, we could have thought B'Chanukah also gam ken l'hadlikan. Maybe in Chanukah also they're not allowed to be used. Shema yobar l'deki, because they might go out. K'mashavol nein lochus, that's not our concern. As long as you lit it properly, that's the main thing. The Kaimalon, the Kavsa Ein Zokoglov, if they go out, you're not required to relight them. Now, that halacha, if they go out, you're not required to relight it. It told me you lit it properly, and it could have lasted, and then something else caused it to go out. But if there was some problem with the Chachila, that's not really true. But saying, even so, the Kibbutz Eidlik Nasa Zechel Nes, Renegmara HaMitzah. So even though there's a shear, how long it's supposed to last, if you lit it properly, so the Chiddush that these oils and these wicks are not that bad, and therefore, at least on the level of saying that you lit it properly, it's called you lit it properly. So, Ksher Muner Chanukah, come welcome at Tzimun
Mufchor. Why is there a shear then? For how long?
So it's an interesting question. In other words, once we pass in Kopsa Ein Zokoklaw, means when you did the Maisa, you did a Maisa which could produce the Pesumei Nisa. Chazal have given you your responsibility, and you've done that. So it's not the pshat is that you were yotze with that minute. Chazal or mechayev you to create something which lasts for, let's say, half an hour, which you did. The fact that something else came and undermined it afterwards is not your responsibility.
Right.
So that's what he's saying. He's not saying the pshat is, you know, don't worry about it. Even only lasts a minute, it's okay. Mm-hmm. The point is, you lit it with something which really, it could last 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they're not that bad that they can't, they will automatically go out. So Ksherman Chanukah, Kamok Mitzan Mufkor, Likh Psila, Tsamer Gefen, or Chut Pishtan. It is preferable to use cotton or flax for your wicks. Shuan Chelim Hanesser, Mibosa Becholov. If you have different types of fat, so the fats themselves are not osur, but if they became osur through a process of osur b'cholov, it's also the halik mimenu ner chanukah. So you can't use it for ner chanukah. So what's the chiddush over here? That osur b'cholov is osur b'hanoa. Mitzvah of l'hanas it no. Am I using it for a mitzvah? I'm using it for a mitzvah purpose. I can't use it for anything else. So we could have argued that the chara, there's not really an issur. It's mitzvah of l'hanas it no. So we're going to see. It's interesting. We're going to borrow the halacha from Hilchos Shabbos, where Hilchos Shabbos is taka not allowed, because you're allowed to use it for other purposes. And that's exactly what the point is. The point of Ner Shabbos is they have and they are available to use. You can't say mitzvah of l'hanas it no. The whole purpose of the Ner is to have the Ner available to use for your purposes. That's exactly what the Hanoah is. So over there we understand that something which is also a Hanoah you can't use. But the applying it to over here to Ner Chanukah gets more, it's more complicated. So why it's also so the Shari Chub over here really raises the question. He argues that possibly the reason why it's a problem is that either we hold mitzvahs are on the honus nitnu, but maybe that's an argument. He says that the point over here is it's a halacha, it's a chaser and a ksusim mixes shiura. Since it's also a hanoa, it doesn't, you can't say that it has, you have a functioning shear of fuel there. That's why you can't use it. That's how the Shari Tshuva, you look in the Shari Tshuva, it's about six lines into the Shari Tshuva. He says, or five lines in, Talmi Yesh Lomar, the first words of the line are Mekomokom Yesh Lomar. One, two, three, four, five, the fifth line. Kiva the Nechalaka, boy, Shir, Hashit and Shemin, Ben Ner, Shiala Kashir, Kiva the Bosser, Bekala Bosser, but no, Ksuse Mixes Shiura. See, he argues the problem is Ksuse Mixes Shiura. That was Rabbi the Hasper. Okay. Fine. Hanoyegim Bekam Shiburu. Vigam Kane also about the Tule Bashishim Lahatkaman. You can't go now be about the Bashishim, thereby making it mutter to use it in Vata Sukhila, which you can't do. Hanoyegim Lahalik by Yom Rishon Echo. What we do with each night, we add another nair. So, in order that it should be clear that this is a hosafa, it should be of the same type as the original nair, the main nair. Because otherwise, it's not clear that it's a hosafa. Now, the Shartim points out that possibly different oils is not a problem, but if it's going to be, because you can't really tell the difference, it's all, they all look the same, but if it's oil versus a candle or something of that sort, that's not acceptable. Now, they don't add each one a new night, they just add multiple, they light multiple neros because of the members of the household. So then they can light different things because each one really is a different mitzvah. Shemen Gozel, so he raises the question over here, can you use Shemen Gozel for Ner Chanukah? And he says, Tzarech Iyon. He leaves it as a question. He sends it to Chubas Machalamesh. So the Moshe of Dershu, they quote the Tutsdarim. So look, what's what's the argument? Is yes, right? The charet mitzvah b'avera. So he suggests the following: that as soon as you light the shemen, so that's changing the item. So you have it in machinery kind of. So, but the time the nair is the light is produced, it's being produced from a different item than what you stole. So it's not called mitzvah b'avera. So what's the tzad? It's no good. The tzad is no good is because, but it comes out that the mitzvah is facilitating a further level of avera. Because when you stole the oil, it still belongs to the person. When you light it, you make it that it's no longer his. So that's like another level of gzela in a certain sense. You're completing the gzela, and that's being done through the mitzvah. So that might be the problem. Okay. Yeah, the Ner Chanukah. So all of the ksherim l'ner Chanukah gimel avolay l'hashamish, they can't use them for the shamish. So what's the argument? Because the whole idea of the shamish is the ner that you could use, and therefore during the weekday, well, fine. But the problem is in the scenario where it's Friday night, and this is the shamash which you're going to be using for light in the house, so that it goes back to its regular, it's a nair of Shabbos, which these oils can't be used, so these wicks can't be used. What's up with the B'Shabbos Chanukah? Also, last is a shamash, Meshmonim, Mapsilus, Shem Alikim, and B'Shabbos. You can't, on the Shabbos of Chanukah, you can't use these oils or these wicks for the shamash. The key of the mutter lasser is a tashmish neged hashamish. Since the whole idea behind the shamish is that you're allowed to do work by the light of the shamish, so that goes into the chazal's zeir of shemayat. In kain chashin and shemayat. In nimsa kar, fine. Nudit. In nimsa achmer b'shemen mosu v'oshel l'nechanuk. Something which is disgusting. You found that there was a dead rat in the oil. So So you can't use it for your Chanukah, and that's based on the concept that you can't use something which is disgusting for the purpose of a mitzvah, because as a concept, the more uses it, the more uses the phrase Hakriveu no lepechosecha. Apachas was a name for a governor in the a satrap, I think, is the English translation of whatever a satrap is, but it means some type of a governor in the governments, the different types of governments that they had. And the Rishon says, Musar through the Navi says, would you have given such an item to your ruler? You obviously wouldn't have. It would be improper to give it. So why are you giving it to me? Right. So the Rishon says, obviously, you know, it's insulting to him. It's also insulting to me. You can't use such a thing. So that's the more applies that pasuk, right? To use something which is mos for a mitzvah. Okay. Shava, he says, in a case where Shemen Shem Zayis is not motzui, so you can use wax candles. Kamoka mitzvah b'shal Shemen tvei miner shal shaiva. If you have a choice of using oil, so you should not. You should use that over a candle. Sharatzian brings over here from the Moral, the Chubas Mary Bruno. Then he says, "He named Das Moral Mi Prague B'Sifrei Ner Mitzvah Shlo Hadli Klal B'Ner Shaiva V'Chelev Al Davka B'Shem." So he quotes that the Moral says in Sefer Ner Mitzvah that there's a hakpada b'davka to use oil, not just because it's a nicer light, etc., but the nes was done with oil. So b'davka we should use oil. Well, ein logan kvasei masas ha-shekel. So the masas ha-shekel quotes this Moral. He says the minig is not to b'davka b'mak. We do allow people to use candles. But the Mishabur is saying that it's still preferable to use oil. So you're allowed to use these oil, these inferior oils, even on the Friday nights during Chanukah. Filah b'el Shabbos or Sechah Chanukah. Rotsu lomar, so chodaita the nechesh b'zeh kamoi ba'alma b'ner shal Shabbos. We should be concerned by Ner Chanukah, the same way we're concerned by Ner Shabbos. What are we concerned about? The Shema lo tidlak yafa. Maybe it won't light well. And then you'll tilt the lamp to help facilitate the oil coming into the wick. And that's why Chazal said you can't use these type of oils on Shabbos. Kamash Malon, the Kani in Loch, which is as that's why he's pointing out that's not true. Since you're not allowed to use the light, so we're not really concerned about the possibility that he might try and facilitate the light burning better. Now, he adds a caveat that this halacha that you're allowed to use these inferior oils, it's only talking about if you put in the amount of oil, but just for the proper zman, because if it's going to be lit after the proper zman is finished already, and he said before that you're allowed to then use that light for the purpose of for your personal usage, so then you go back to the regular rule that a light which you're allowed to use on Friday night for your personal usage, if it's an inferior type of a oil, you might play around with the wick and the lamp, and that's also. So you can't use such an oil.
What?
Well, no, not the shamash. The primary Hanukkah lights, but the Mechaber said if you put in so much oil that you know it's going to last beyond the required time, and the Shulchan Aruch said before, when it lasts beyond the required time, you're allowed to actually use the light of the menorah for your personal usage, so now you have a gzeir ready, you might be matzah. That if you're going to add more oil when you light originally on Friday afternoon, after the time of the halakha finishes and the lamp is still lit, you're allowed to be mishtamish with the light of your the menorah according to Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, you might be matzah. Sha'oz mutter, v'hanas b'menor, k'dilei abasim, and tafresh ayim, beis tibbeis. Now, Mishmur quoted before, Shita says, we don't let you do it, because people are going to get confused and think you're allowed to be mishtamish with the menorah all the time, which is not true. So we suggest not to do it, but the Shulchan Aruch said it's mutter to use it. So he has this gzeirah. Fine. So you're allowed to use these other oils. The fish also lishtamish. Hanafila oisin shemasifin and mahavdin mecholayla gam kenos lishtamish lahar. So the isser of lishtamish applies to the primary light that you lit and all of the extra ones you light for mahadrin. You can't be mishtamish b'ner chanako. Ches. It has to be clear to people that the purpose of this lamp is just to publicize the nes, and therefore you can't use it for anything else. So he's giving you two reasons why you can't use the Ner Chanukah. One is that it should be obvious to people that it's for the purpose of the pirsum nes. Which, if it wouldn't be obvious, so he's lighting a lamp, so maybe it wouldn't. It's lacking in the publicity. The second reason, that reason is quoted from Rashi. And the Ron says the second argument that Chazal were masakin it because of the nesa with the menorah, so they made it with the same rules as the menorah, that the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash was not permitted to be used for light purposes, as it was hektish. And it's you can't be mishtamish for your own personal purpose. So they made the near the menorah of Chanukah similar. And this is true. You can't be mishtamish with the near Chanukah, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Chol. Mishtamish on the filu lechol etzlon the chesudas mitzvah gam ken also. So the chiddush is that even on Shabbos, where what you're doing is a chesudas mitzvah, and you're eating by the light of the menorah, it was also to do. And he said even to check money is also. People leave the cross of chiddush of even checking money. Shu tashma shavroi. It's not it's a very, very quick type of an action. You just want to make sure that you got the right amount of money in your hands. It's like you're sitting down and designating it for reading purposes, whatever it is. Tam ken also. I'm going to rob. Shiskimu. Natashiskimu. The feel of noise and mirochuk shen yadav smuchas lanir gam ken also. Even if you're not right next to the nair, if you're using the light of the nair, it's also. Correct.
Which is a temporary use?
It's not a focus type of usage. He said it's also to do. Now, why is it also? It's there is, what's the argument? It's not really taking away from the hecker that it's the farsam and ace, because it wasn't like, the main primary usage you had the light, you would sit down, you would eat by it, you would read by it, the person quickly is checking what he has in his hand to see what it is. That's not going to take away from the prism and ace. So the Morris has a different reason. The Morris says, Kadesh Lohi Mitzvah Bazuya Salov. Yeah, but it's not right to use the light of the menorah as a way to count your money. There is some level of usage. I will call Shem or Meshamish Klum, Shalashim, or Basin, Bishosh, and Yerchanaka Vodalek. You have to sit there while the lamp is lit. Even if you didn't light a Shamish, in other words, you're not doing anything. So, but you're enjoying the light. It's your room, your house is lit up. That's not also. They didn't also that. As long as you're not doing anything by the light. Then he said, even Tashmish al Kedusha is also to do. For example, you can't learn by the light of the menorah. Fil Tashmish al Kedusha, Medir Ritaz, Muchad al Deir, Rishon al Asa, Fil al Lima Derech Arroy, Dil al Derech Kev, Fil al Deir Shnia, Asa, Rabbi Mir Alokha, Masha Kasav al Bazar. Then he said, there's a Yesh Arman says that Tashmish al Kedusha is Mutter. The Taz says, even the one number holds Tashmish al Kedusha is Mutter, it's only Mutter Derech Arroy. So it's not Bezuyas, because you're using it for mitzvah purpose. And it's not taking away from the pirsum anes, because it's obvious that wasn't the primary purpose of the menorah. But if you do it there keva, so it undermines the pirsum anes concept. You're using it as a lamp to read with for a mitzvah. So it's not bezuyas alav, because you're not using it for a personal tashmish. You're doing it for a mitzvah tashmish. But you have the problem that it's in the pirsum anes. So it comes out, if that's the second shita, which is matar, there's only matar derech haroi, which in the first shita which holds it's aser, even derech haroi is aser. It's aser. B'chem in there is basic knesses. Em nishtam shal aron afel tashmish v'kadusha, kum of v'vayis. The neiris that you light in shul, neiris of neir chanukah that you light in shul, it doesn't mean that the regular lamps of the shul. So there are usher in the shul also. Tehayim yirtzah lispal amaravet. Some calls manchal dochel chatzis shul also. You can't use the light of the menorah in the shul to daven marav with. Some people, and then we said that some people are matzer. There, the tzara of Yesh Mishamata, the Tash Michelle Kedusha. Okay. Fine. So that's where we're at in the Sif. The top line over here, right where the Adal of Mishabur is. So because of this concern of being Mishtamish L'Aira, Vendoyim L'Halik Ner Noisiv, therefore there's a meaning to add another Ner. That one will be the most closest to the person. So therefore, we'll assume if you do use the light, you're using basically the light of that nair, which is the closest nair. So you're not being mishtamish of the menorah. You should keep it in some way away from the rest of the neiris, that it should be nicker, that it's not part of the count of the night. Fine. So the Ramah Hagdinis Elul. We don't light a special nair for that purpose. But the Maaseh, there was a candle that you used to light all of the nairs. So we just put that one down when we're finished. Who are the tve? That's better. Why is that better? Because if you light, it's the third night, and you light four candles, three for the night and the fourth one for the shamash. So it's very confusing the people. It looks like you're lighting four neiris. But if you light a candle and then you use that candle to light the three neiris, you understand that the purpose of that candle, which was lit, was to light the three neiris. And then you put it down. So that's more obvious that it's not part of the count. It's better, it should be a little bit longer. It's a little bit taller, so it'll project its light further away. You'll end up using that light. You had a Ner Chanukah which already was a Ner Chanukah which was designated for that purpose. We'll have to see what the case is. What's the case? Is that designation alone is not enough to make it Osir? It has to have been used. So it became Osir Bahanoah. And now it got mixed into other candles. So what's the halacha? So the mechaber says, I feel echa be'elef, like bottle, it's not bottle. Why not? The chara normally, shir bittel by a dover yavesh is chad betray. If you have majority, it's bottle. The requirement of shishim is only when you're dealing with flavor issues. You need 60 times the amount of the flavor. If you're dealing with something which is, there's no flavor issue, it's just the actual item that's bottle berayv. But there's a different. But there's a concept that something which is a davar shem minyan has a chashivas to it. It's each one is counted by its own, so it has a chashivas. So then chazar or masaka mirabonon. It's not bottle even be aluf to have a davar shem minyan. So what's your etza? So I need to be mishtamish. I want you to be mishtamish for these. So the same way we said by the shamish, if I have a shamish and I have seven there is Chanukah and one shamish, I say that I'm being mishtamish to Lor HaShamish and not Lor HaMenorah. I now have these candles over here mixed up. Some of them are Issa, some of them are Heter. If I know how many Issa were mixed in, So I know that five Isser is mixed in. If I light six candles, I've already have one candle which is Heter. And then I could argue that when I use that light, I'm using the light of the Heter to go on. So Eliyalik Minatarubis Kolkach Shavavale Nershal Heter Dorelikim Nershal Isser was Mutalish Tamash Esla. So the solution is to light enough candles that you know Vada, you lit at least one which is Heter, and then you can use the light because we say you're using the light of the Heter Dika Menor, Heter Dika candle. Okay, that's his chav. Zogti Mishter Brura Siv Katan Yodalad. So the minig which we have is to light another extra candle. Nergal Hadad Ner Ner Siv Yodalad. Pirish Mavada Ner Shemenichan Al Shulchan besides the Shamish that you use to light with. I'm sorry, besides the lamp that you put on the table, your regular lamp that you have on the table, which that gives you light in the house, besides that, you add another light next right by the menorah. Since we light inside the house, and it's in the house, it's available for usage, you might end up using it. Once you have your regular lamp on the table, so that's throwing light. So the menorah, you're not being mishtamish lower of the menorah. You're mishtamish lower of the lamp on the table. So you don't really need that. Add another light by the menorah. Okay. So why do we do that? This way, if they have this extra one there, shem yishtamish. Now, I'm not going to run the shachila and the yishtamish el itzuk kolon yachad. You shouldn't do that. You'd say, well, I have these six nearest Chanukah. I have the seventh one, which is the Ner Noisiv. I'll go there and use it and say, I'm using the light of the Ner Noisiv. Well, that's, you know, it's a nice sword, but if you did use it, we say, listen, you didn't really need the menorah because you could have got away with the minimal light. But the mice, the reality is you're using the light of all of them. Because also the chachila to do that, ki im la'or hanoisiv, you shouldn't do it by all the miyachad, el kim la'or hanoisiv, or la'ashamish, avad kishu echad b'fnei atzmai. If you can use it in such a way that you're only using that light, that's the chachila mutter. But other ways, you shouldn't do it. Also, the royal yermer l'tzarcha hidakulan. And people will say he lit seven candles because he wants to have a lot of lights. The problem of Adamal the Kamenaris Vayin Re'alocha. So he learned this also the Chachila. Re'alocha points out that if you look at the source, which is a Reni Ruchim, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like it's more to the Chachila. As long as it's a little bit distance away from the rest of them, you're allowed to do the chachila, use the chachila. Ramos says that we don't do that. We just use the light which we use to light all of the nearest Chanukah. We use that one, we just put it down afterwards. Shama Shabbai. I'm sorry. I skipped. You should put the extra one a little bit away from the rest of them. It should be obvious. It's not part of the count of the night. The Ramah said we just put one down, the one which you use for lighting. It would be proper to have your regular lamp on the table also. Because then, if you don't like your regular lamp, the only thing you have is the menorah plus the extra one. So people will say, "Oh yeah, you lit all of those to have light for your house." But if you have a light on the table anyway, and you have the menorah, you have the extra light. Say, well, this is a whole different ballgame. Okay. So he says, what we do is you just put the shamash down, which you use for lighting. Even if there are multiple people lighting, they all use the same shamish. So there's only one shamish. So according to Mechaber, each person will light an Ner Noisiv. But according to Ramah, you're using the shamish after you're finished lighting. Five people you lit, and then they all have the same shamish. They pass the shamish from person to person. They all lit, and then you put one shamish down.
The
once we said that you're putting each person in a separate place, so we can't just use the one shamash for all of them, because each one is in a separate place. So you're going to have to, there, that's an error, you're going to have to add a different nair for each one. See, so that's out of tve. It's better to not light a special one, just use the shamash. Your test. The bezeh mukhal lehedil lebay shenem and the minyan aneris. The fact that it's the shamash which was used to actually light the neiris, and that's what you're putting there, that makes it much more obvious to people that's not part of the count. The one that you're using for the shamash should be larger, yotze aruch. So assuming you're using candles, it should be taller. Shibol ishtamish. So it's gonna make a larger circle of light because it's taller. So larger. Kim shugadol ikar tashmish memenu. I'm sorry, in the case of a larger, it's a larger light. The same thing would be if you make it taller, either way, it's going to be the primary light that you're going to be going to using. Now, new case, if your nair gets mixed in. So what was the case that the nair gets mixed in? It's a nair of Isser. How is it a nair of Isser? If you just designate it beforehand, doesn't make it Osir. So just designating the candle, this is a candle for the purpose of Chanukah, would make it a Ne'er, which is also. So what was the case? What's a loimer? Al-Acher Shehudlak Shenasa B'Maisa. You already lit the candle for the purpose of a mitzvah. Then this Arev. Then it got mixed in. So that's when you have a problem. Because beforehand it doesn't... We paskin that the more the discussion whether hazmana milsehi or not, that designation does designation for a purpose give it the halachas of that status of the purpose, just with designation alone or not. Basically, we paskin that when it comes to something which is a gufish mitzvah, like sefer Torah, tefillin, etc., over there we hold hazmana milsehi. But something which is not a gufish al mitzvah, it doesn't have a din of tashmish kedusha, just as a din of tashmish mitzvah, we have a zman olav milsehi. So I designate schach for my sukkah, schach is osir, but designating alone before I put on the roof doesn't make it osir. So designating neiris for neir Chanukah wouldn't make it osir. Okay, so you lit the neir. And it went out before the half an hour, the Zman was over. So this was an item which is designated for the mitzvah purpose. It's for X amount of time. That hasn't finished yet. So this is now Osir Dika. Once you lit it, it's an Osir Dika candle. If it lit the proper time and went out afterwards, then you're allowed to mishtamish. It's not Osir anymore. But if it goes out during the Zman, means you designated 1 inch worth of wax to burn that half an hour or whatever the time is, and that oil, that wax is designated for that purpose. By lighting it, you made the designation, and now it went out. It was still designated. So now it's Osir B'Hano. Pasach Chumah Zeshen Lo Botel Afilu Be'Aluf. It's not bottled. The Heino Litzol Achas Mitechon Haliko Lishtamishboy. So you can't take one and light it. Wooden Boydon Dolkin, and when they're still lit, Layutol Echo Mitechon Lishtamishboy, or you can't take one which is lit already and use it. It's called Batamshu Dabar Shaminyan, something which is counted. Some of the Philip Bemokim Shurigilim Limker Haneris Bemishkol. So 1 second. You should be totally in. How you sell them over that. Normally the definition of the cheshiva is totally in how it's sold. If it's sold by number, or if it's sold by volume, by weight or volume. So if it's sold by weight or volume, it means each item itself is not so kosher, it's just the whole group is significant. If it's sold each item independently, you pay for each one separately, that's the number of Sheva Minyan. Well, let's say you sell candles by weight, not by number. So now it should be bottled. No, the kumakam neiris shal mitzvah hakomayim oisam mechalayla. The darbish minyan chashav hu b'le bottle. That's true, but the ma'isa, even with how you sell it, but once you use it for mitzvah purposes, you focus on each neir separately. Darbish shal minyan. So that's the psak of the chumas adash. V'zot demishibur v'harashal chaylik. Tosfos the Chametz Shrei Botel. It's regular Yavish. It's Botel Chametz Shrei. By Matasha Kosel, the fill of the even like the Ramah, which holds that it's also it's not Botel. Dafka Kashin Zara Beserves Yimei Chanukah. It happened during Chanukah, the Cheshuvan Hain. The Henriya the Mitzvah by Yamamach. There's still. You could use these neiros for mitzvah purposes. So the designation of that one wasn't just on the Avar, it's on the Asid also. So then the Taka Koshev. It's after Chanukah already, so after that you finished all your lighting, so you're back to it's a candle. So they're all just candles. So they're not the Rosh Hashanah Minyan. It doesn't have the Cheshivas anymore, because what do you do with it? You're just going to use it like any other candle. Candles don't have a Cheshivas of their own. So it'll be Bot al Chabashrei. So the solution is you should light enough candles from the group that you value at least one of Heter. Kol Kach Shemavale, Pirish. In Mizarab Ner Chanukah, Echad Mir. If you have one there, Chanukah mixed in, Yalik Malik Shnayim, it means Arab Shnayim, or Shlosha, Yalik Echad Yos, or whatever the amount that you've got mixed in, you would light one more than that. So if three Ner Chanukahs got mixed in, so you light four, you know Vada, at least one of them is a Ner Shal Heter. And then you're Mutalish Yishtamash Etzlon, Tot Lokas Hashamash, Hukay Yishtamash Laron, Shomar Dabim Hemayachat, Mutalish Yishtamash Etzlon. We see that. You have Neiros which are also, and there's one which is Heter, we allow you to be Mishtamish over there, which means we say that the light of the one there is what you're using, and we ignore the other ones, so over here also we'll do the same thing. We said before the case of the Shamash is you make it larger or taller, so that's why it's Mutter. But over here all the Neiros were the same. So then, why can you say I'm focusing on the one there versus the other nearest? Sure, the Ozi Kritash Mishal or Shamish, Mashain can possess Mishamish Lor Kulon, maybe Nishalim Gam came in near Chanukah. You're being in the head of him for Nair, which is also to use. That's the Yeshua Napaiskim. He tells you that's a Bach. They argue on the back and agree with the Ramah. There's no real decision on this machlokes. So therefore, you should be machmer. Okay. Wow, that was Sefalov. It's 8:43, let's hold it here.